The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. What lies ahead for America? God commanded us not to forget Him. That's exactly what America began to do shortly after World War II. Things, materialism, began taking our mind away from God. We began to think we didn't need God in our life. We were full. We had all we needed, so we thought. TV began to take our time and our mind away from God, our family, and neighbors. So many other things and gadgets have come along since TV. And of course, we still have TV with all the filth they display, which turns you farther from God. And just think of all the video games our kids have access to, and we use all this stuff to babysit for us. Just think about the environment that we have created by thinking we have plenty, and we wonder why we have so many ills. We think we have a better way, and we know a better way than what God knew about when He commanded us how to live our life. Mass killings, even of our kids, crime wars, drug wars, street wars. My friends, it's all because we have forgotten our God and His laws. We are fast losing our religious-based values that we were founded and grounded on for many years. We don't have time to look into God's Word, and our nation is paying a heavy price for putting our trust and hope in anything and everything except our Creator God. Our lust for pleasure and the dollar is catching up or has caught up with us. We have become slaves to our own ways. Better put, Satan's ways of lust, greed, vanity, pride, selfishness. The Apostle Paul said, we are the servants or slaves to whom we obey. God's way doesn't produce evils, troubles, and problems. God's way prevents all these evils we are living with and suffering from. What lies ahead for America? Are you wondering? Are you fearing what America will be like in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years? I can tell you that unless America changes its course, turns to God in sincere, heartfelt repentance of breaking His laws, ignoring His word, cutting ourselves off from our Creator, then more of the same as we see today in 2012 and 2013 will continue, but will be worse, yes, much worse. And you will be seeing and hearing of new problems and bigger problems and more severe problems. We are now entering the time of sorrow, which Christ spoke about in Matthew 24 and verse 8. Now, Christ led up to this by telling us some of the things that would be happening in the end time. He said in Matthew 24 and verse 8, all these are the beginnings of sorrows. What we are seeing not only in America, but many other nations as well, is leading us into the time of sorrows and the great tribulation that will engulf the whole world. I want you to notice a prophecy in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah 30, beginning in verse 1. This is aimed at you and me, the United States and the British people, and you need to listen to this, my friend, because you are living in the beginning of this time, and you need to listen to this. Verse 1 of Jeremiah 30, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus speaks the Lord God of Israel, saying, write in a book for yourself all the words that I have spoken to you. For behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring back from captivity my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. God is speaking to two nations, Israel and Judah, the little nation that we call Israel today. And they are a part of Israel, but only one tribe from one of Jacob's sons, whose name was Judah. In the beginning of the nation of Israel, there were 12 tribes that made up the nation of Israel. Judah was one of them. But Israel finally broke off from Judah in the days of King Rehoboam, David's grandson, and they became two nations, the house of Israel or the northern kingdom, and Judah became the house of Judah or the southern kingdom. When the book of Jeremiah was penned, there wasn't any nation or house of Israel. They had been taken captive by the Assyrian Empire over 130 years prior to Jeremiah's prophecy. This is a latter day, an end time message for America and the British people. You can ignore it if you like, but that won't change the prophecy, which God inspired Jeremiah to pen. God inspired Jeremiah to pen this, hoping we, the end-time Israelitish people, would heed his message and turn to God. God has always warned nations of the calamities they were headed into and gave them time and an opportunity to turn to God and avoid the calamities God had pronounced on them. He is doing the same today. He is giving America a warning and time to change. But time is short. Will we listen and turn to God? Will you? God makes it very plain in His Word that He rewards according to our ways. We are already reaping what we have sown, and the harvest is not good. But the harvest will get a lot worse because we are still sowing bad seed. Continuing here in Jeremiah 30, verses 4 and 5. Now these are the words that the Eternal spoke concerning Israel and Judah. Notice this, my friends, two nations, and it is an end-time prophecy. For thus says the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. We don't hear much good news today, but we do hear a lot of bad news. What does a little nation, which we call Israel today, hear? Well, they hear that nations around them want to annihilate them. What do we, America, hear? We hear of higher federal taxes, and locally, we are paying higher taxes, real estate taxes, and personal taxes. We hear about unemployment and fear that we may be in that number. We fear losing our job, our home. We hear and live in and through drought, floods, tornadoes, storms, earthquakes, mass killings, crimes all around us, and that involves many of us. Because many of us get involved, even though we aren't a part of it, of those crimes and killings. We fear to live in our own homes. We fear the IRS. We fear recession and depression, as well as medical bills. We are losing freedoms, and we fear of losing more of them. We fear inflation and even hyperinflation. We fear for our little kids, even in our home, on the street, and now even at school. Individually, we fear to change our ways to stand up for what's right because of what others may say or think about us. Yes, we all want to be politically correct, it seems, on today's market. What a shame. Isn't that what God said? He said we, in the end time, would live in fear and trembling. It seems we are already in the time of sorrows, at least the beginning of this time of sorrow which Christ spoke of. Jeremiah 30, verse 6 continues here. Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hand on his loins like a woman in labor and all faces turn pale? God is describing a time of sorrows that is going to get worse, my friends. This tells us that our sorrows, fears, and tremblings will get a lot worse, and it will for our nation and you personally, if we don't repent of breaking God's beautiful laws which He gave to man to regulate our well-being. We also fear terror. God said He would appoint terror over us because we have disobeyed His word. In Leviticus 26, verse 16, I want you to notice what God said would happen to us in our end time, in this end time. God says, I also will do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever, which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. My friends, this time has come. God keeps His word. We are seeing prophecies which God spoke 3,500 years ago come to pass as well as 2,500 years ago by the prophet Jeremiah. In verse 7 of Jeremiah 30, God continues here, Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it, and it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Yes, God says that our troubles is going to get much more severe because we will not repent and turn to our Maker. God is speaking of this time of sorrow we are entering into now in January 2013, or better put, entering deeper into, which will lead right into the time of what Christ called the Great Tribulation. He said it is the time of Jacob's trouble, severe trouble, and it is speaking to you and me and all other Americans and British people. God said the day is great and never again to be a time like this Great Tribulation, and it is very near, my friends. And our nation and you individually should be thinking about how to avoid this time. We could still avoid that time just by turning to our God. The reason it is coming and is in the beginning stages as you hear this program in January 2013 is because we have turned away from God. In Leviticus 26, listen to what God said. And he mentions this in obedience to him. Leviticus 26, verse 1, God says, "You shall not make idols for yourself, neither a carved image nor a sacred pillar shall you rear up for yourselves, nor shall you set up an engraved stone in your land to bow down to it, for I am the Lord your God." How many idols do we have? How many do you have? God is telling us, our nation, you and me personally, how to have God with us and blessing us. And as I mentioned earlier in this program, TV came out and it began to be an idol. It took our time away from God and our family, and so many other things and gadgets has come along that has done the same. And as I said, we still have TV that we watch all the filth on. In verse 2 of Leviticus 26, God says, "You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord." How many do you personally know that keeps God's Sabbath? Very few, isn't it? That is the seventh day of the week. I'm not talking about Sunday, the first day of the week. I'm talking about the Sabbath that God created and blessed and made holy time. Verses 3 and 4, God says, "If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, then I will give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit." Yes, God is speaking about good weather here. Have we been having good weather in 2012? Do you expect good weather in 2013? 2012 was the worst drought in 50 years in America, and it's still going on over into 2013. What would rain in due season be worth? 2012 was the hottest year on record also. What would good temperatures be worth? We could have good weather, plenty of rain and good temperatures. We could live with just by obeying God. These are some of the things that God promised for obeying him. 2012 also saw the worst storms in America's history. Well, my friends, I hope that you will turn to your Maker. And if you will, God will bless you for doing so. We have a couple of booklets that you should read if you are concerned for America and if you're concerned about yourself and your family. Number one, Call to Revival. And as I've mentioned, if there ever was a time that America needs to change and turn to God, it is now. And number two, North America Listen. I hope that you are listening. All you need to do to receive these booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to continue to listen to the Way It Ought to Be program and order our literature. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you to wake up.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.